This is Scott Berguin at KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove. We have on the phone today Beatrice Maya, who is the co-director of organizing at Farm Labor Organizing Committee, or FLOC. Good morning, Beatrice.
Good morning.
It's really, I'm excited to talk to you because I have a very slim connection to FLOC, but I did work with FLOC when I lived out in Minneapolis many years ago, and actually the time of the Campbell's boycott.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice to be able to touch back in with FLOC, and I would love to hear, give you a chance to tell us what Farm Labor Organizing Committee is up to these days.
Okay, yes, Scott, I'll be happy to. First of all, maybe I should say that for people who don't know what FLOC is, the Farm Labor Organizing Committee is a migrant farm worker union that was established back in the late 60s by Valdemar Velázquez, and who was also a farm worker, and a group of other migrant workers who had settled in Ohio. And it's a long, long story, but I guess maybe what is more known about FLOC is that the union fought for labor agreements to be signed not only among the workers and the growers, but also with the big food processing corporations that the growers sell to, because the workers understood that it's actually the big food processing companies like Campbell's, like Heinz, and so on, who really are holding the power of telling growers how much they're going to pay for the crop. And of course, from that it depends how much a worker can make in the fields. So that was the goal of FLOC since the union was established, was to involve the big food processing corporations in the negotiations of the labor agreements. And they went through a long, long fight to really win this, which involved a 7-year boycott against Campbell's Soup, the one that you know, Scott, and strike and so on, and they finally won that in actually in 1985. They signed the first labor agreement. So that's a little bit of the history, but the union continued its work as of today. Something exciting that I can share is that last year, in 2004, we signed a new collective bargaining agreement after a 5-year boycott against the Mount Olive Pico Corporation, which is headquartered in North Carolina, and the North Carolina Growers Association. And the contract, the new labor agreement, involves about 7,000 to 8,000 farm workers and about 1,000 family farms in North Carolina. And the uniqueness of this new labor agreement that we have is that the workers under the contract are guest workers who come to North Carolina under what is known as an H-2A visa. It's a Department of Labor visa that is granted to employers who can prove, like it happens in agriculture, that they cannot find domestic workers to cover those jobs, and so they are allowed to go to Mexico, for instance, in this case, and recruit workers to come and work in North Carolina. So it's the first labor agreement in the U.S. that covers guest workers and agricultural guest workers. Mm-hmm. And this has been the first year of the agreement, and of course it's very challenging, and we are taking the first steps together with the North Carolina Growers Association, and very challenging, but we are progressing in the labor agreement. As part of that, I can also share that we open an office in Mexico. So at this point, Flock has offices in Ohio, North Carolina, and Mexico. Our new office was open in Monterrey. It was in April of this year. And this is because many of the farm workers who come to North Carolina to work in the field go through the American consulate in Monterrey. And so actually the workers who are now represented by our labor agreement in North Carolina requested that we open an office there. So
well, that seems it's very fascinating and seems very a benchmark, or it's an incredible thing that you've so basically you Flock is now representing guest workers from Mexico, is that right? Are they actual members of the union then?
Exactly, yeah, they are actual members of the union, and yeah, and the union is representing them here. Yes.
And the, is the office in Monterrey, in Mexico, is that would that be somewhat like a hiring hall for guest workers? Does it operate in that way, or?
No, it's not. Actually, the North Carolina Growers Association actually works with a recruitment company.
Okay.
In Mexico. What we do, our role, is to make sure that whatever we agree to in the labor agreement regarding recruitment procedures and respect for the seniority of the workers to come back is respected in Mexico. So our role in Mexico, like our role here, is to oversee the recruitment, oversee their work here, to make sure that the labor agreement is respected. Particularly in this case, if a worker comes to North Carolina and he has a good performance, he's a good worker, and so on, he has seniority the next year. So we need to make sure that that is respected.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like an incredible program, and it obviously it recognize the reality of the need, in some cases I would think the desperate need for workers, for farm workers in particular in this country, something that seems to be ignored in this debate about immigration and so on, that these people, there's a reason, there's a lot of reasons why folks are coming from Mexico and other Central and South American countries to work here, and one of the big reasons is because workers are needed. I mean, is that how you see it? And it seems to me that then what Flock offers for these folks is a large degree of protection from exploitation when they do come here.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, part of the work in Mexico also involves not only to make sure that the seniority is respected or so on, but also to be able to spend more time with the workers.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously when they are here, which is actually like Maybe between April and November is when they come to do most of the crops, including tobacco and sweet potatoes and cotton and, you know, the many crops that they do in North Carolina. Obviously, they are very busy while they are here, have very limited time for education and leadership development. So that's the work that we also are going to do in Mexico to make sure that the workers are educated and the rights that they have, like every worker has here in America, and how can they use the existing laws and how can they use the labor agreement to defend themselves against any case of abuse that it may happen. And regarding the immigration aspect that you pointed out, this is very unique because, as you know, the Bush administration is looking at these programs as maybe to be a model to be used here, not the FLOC program, I'm talking about the guest worker programs,
right, right.
Or the guest worker visas, as a model to be expanded to supply for much needed workers in the low paying industries. And as you said, it's a reality that has been hidden enough and sometimes is not very well discussed in the media, how some of these workers are being actually recruited in Mexico and some other countries, directly or indirectly by corporations in the U.S. And in some cases, they do use existing guest worker visas, but the number of guest worker visas that is available today is very limited. So in some of the cases, these workers are being supplied without proper documentation. And that's the reality that we have today. According to official statistics, about 11 million people working in an undocumented status in the country, and particularly in agriculture, but not only in agriculture. Today, these workers really supply an increasing demand in many other industries like construction and hotels and restaurants and an increasing number of industries. One of the I would say new areas of work for us, for FLOC, has been immigration reform. And we got involved in that work back in 1998, about 1998, because we saw the particularly in Ohio and Michigan, Indiana, all these areas in the Midwest, sort of a change in the population that we were representing. Our members used to be mainly Chicano families coming from Texas, citizens, legal residents, and during the last part of the 90s, and I would say after NAFTA and an increasing number, we were seeing more and more workers coming directly from Mexico who were displaced from the rural areas in Mexico. As we all know today, by NAFTA opened the Mexican market to the import of corn and other crops, and that totally destroyed the rural economy in Mexico. And at the same time, of course, agricultural employers were heavily recruiting workers from Mexico. So more and more we began to see an increasing flow of immigrants coming from Mexico. And this new population was coming with different needs also. And one of these was the need for legal documentation. Mm-hmm. They were being recruited, but the U.S. Immigration laws at the same time were becoming more and more limited. The reality right now is that although these workers are here making a substantial contribution to the economy and providing much needed labor, they are not allowed to adjust their status to legal residence. So when we saw this, we realized that we needed to get involved in changing immigration laws. Mm-hmm. And it's a long story that began in 1999 when we and other groups formed the National Coalition for Dignity and Permanent Residency, mm-hmm. With the goal of involving particularly immigrants themselves to in the fight for immigration reform and in providing actual concrete proposals for this change, representing the voice of immigrants themselves in what type of changes we wanted to see in the immigration laws of these countries that could provide dignity and respect for the newcomers, accepting the reality that this country is now in urgent need of workers toward the low-paying and back-breaking jobs that domestic workers don't want to do here.
Right. So would you say that you'd said earlier that before, up to approximately 1998, most of your members and folks you worked with were U.S. citizens coming up from Texas. Have those people been displaced, or has the need grown that much more that they are also still working and they've been sort of augmented by immigrants?
No. What happened is that, you know, sooner or later, the Chicano families who used to migrate here, mm-hmm. Their sons, I mean, like it happened with any group, sooner or later they are able to send their kids to school, mm. and their kids can access better paying occupations. Mm. So it has been a process that, you know, is taking some years, but it's not not so much a displacement by immigrant workers, but it is as, you know, they have been able to access other type of occupations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, something presumably
so,
not...
And
yeah.
So this sort of vacuum has been more and more filled by new immigrants.
Okay. And generally speaking, the immigrants coming and working farm labor, as you said, there's many other fields these people are working in now in industry and contracting and so on, they are generally getting some of the lowest wages in the country. Is that I'm sure that's still correct.
Yes.
And they also, I think it's it is a very good thing to me, in my mind, that there are organizations like yours, like Farm Labor Organizing Committee, to help protect these people, because they are obviously very vulnerable. And to be cynical, the Bush administration, most of the growers are looking to get the cheapest labor possible, and these people are in a very vulnerable position. Obviously, they've come from another country. If they just look wrong one direction, they could probably be told don't come back, or if they're not legal, immigration can be called, that sort of thing. I know that's that kind of thing happens. So it's
yes.
It's a good thing that Flock is in place and doing what you're doing.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yeah, they are subject to a tremendous amount of abuses, and particularly at the workplaces. And it is really the best defense that they can have as any other worker is really to have a union at their workplaces. You talk about the Bush administration. President Bush talked about a year ago about changing immigration laws. He hasn't introduced any specific proposal. However, what he talked about, he presented some general guidelines of what it may be an expansion of existing guest worker programs. Basically bringing people from other countries in bigger numbers, but not allowing immigrants who may want to make this country their own to be able to do so, which it could be actually highly discriminatory against Latinos who are now supplying most of the new immigrants coming into the country. Obviously, everybody knows that America has been a nation of immigrants, built by immigrants all over the years, and in some cases forced migration, in some cases more independent migration, but this is the first time in which the newcomers are, although they are making a contribution to the country, are not allowed to adjust their status, to have documentation as legal residents. And obviously it will be extremely discriminatory against Latinos. Not to allow them to do that.
So,
to say, okay, come here and work and, you know, give us your sweat and blood, and but then go back to your country. And this is something that we're not going to allow to happen. However, there are good proposals that we are supporting, and I should mention one is known as ACT Jobs. And it was introduced by Senator Kennedy. It's a bipartisan proposal, actually, and Senator Gray is bipartisan and has an incredible amount of support from farm worker organizations, as well as labor unions, as well as agricultural employers. And allows farm workers who work here legally, and also allows farm workers who want to continue living here and make this country their own to do so through a legalization process. The other proposal that we are also supporting was introduced, is also bipartisan, and is gaining also an incredible amount of support from all sectors, employers and labor unions, the religious community, and so on, is the Secure America Act, and it was introduced this year by Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy, and on the House it was introduced by Representatives Colby and Flake, who are Republican, and by Representative Luis Gutierrez on the Democratic side. And of course it has at this point an additional number of co-sponsors from both parties. And the McCain-Kennedy bill also is similar to ACT Jobs, but is more comprehensive in the sense that it will include workers, immigrant workers working in other industries too, not only agriculture. We did submit both bills We elaborated material in Spanish and submit these two bills for consideration to our members and discussion, and our members have voted to endorse both bills. So we are now campaigning to support both bills and hoping that this Congress will finally move and respond to this urgent need.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, boy, you're taking on, it seems like what happens, and I have a feeling this, of course, has to do with all of you in the organization, the members and that, but having met Baldemar many years ago, I have a feeling that a lot of this involves the vision of the leadership of this organization, this world, kind of worldview of labor and labor relations, that you're, you know, not just caught up, which would take plenty of energy, of course, just caught up in organizing in the field, you're doing that, but you also see that you have to take on, in this case, as you're saying, immigration, and that there's things about our immigration law that are making it much more difficult for the folks that are working in the fields and in other occupations in this country.
Yes.
So congratulations, I guess, is what I'm saying. That obviously wasn't a question.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your comments.
I want to point out to people, I'm looking at your website right now, that you're at www.flock, that's FLOC.com.
Yes.
And folks can go there, get more information on what you've been talking about. I'm looking right now at the Manifesto of Immigrants in the United States.
Yes.
Dated December 2004. That is on the website. There's other news. There's you can get T-shirts. You got the it's a full service website, and also updated news on all the actions, and very importantly, ways to support Farm Labor Organizing Committee and all your efforts in terms of donating, and I'm sure there's other ways people can connect.
And there is also contact information about our offices in Ohio, North Carolina, and Mexico, too.
Okay. It's very impressive what the staying power of your organization and the kinds of things you're getting into. And I do hope that we can get a chance to talk again in the future, and if there are is something that is coming up, something that you're working on you think is of importance, that would be important to get the word out and share, I hope we can help you with that.
Yes, I will contact you, definitely. Thank you so much for that offer.
That would be great. And I guess I want to ask one last question, though, and that is are there any labor organizing campaigns that are going on right now, or do you have any boycotts going on right now? Any way that anything like that that people need to know about?
Yes. No, we don't have any other boycott. We just finished one last year, so we are now busy trying to take the first steps, as I said, in the new contract, which is very challenging, and it demands a lot of our time.
Sure.
In North Carolina and Mexico, as well as maintain what we have here and grow in what we have here in Ohio and Michigan.
Okay. Well, Beatriz, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I did offer if you wanted to take some time to talk to folks in Spanish. You can do that right now. But like I said, I don't want to put you on the spot if you're not prepared to do that.
Okay. No, I will do that.
Okay.
Solamente quiero quizás dar una pequeña síntesis de lo que se habló. Estoy con el... Me llamo Beatriz Maya, con el Comité Organizador de Trabajadores del Campo, FLOC, en Ohio. Tenemos oficinas representando a trabajadores del campo en Ohio, Michigan y North Carolina, Norte Carolina y México, en Monterrey. Representamos a trabajadores del campo en estos estados, también a trabajadores contratados que vienen de México a Carolina del Norte, y también tenemos un programa amplio de miembros asociados que cubre a inmigrantes nuevos que llegan tanto a Carolina como aquí en Ohio, que no tienen otra representación, pero que son inmigrantes que trabajan a lo mejor no solo en el campo, pero sino también en hoteles, en construcción, en servicios, en limpieza y en otras áreas. Ofrecemos educación sobre nuestros derechos y básicamente apuntando a la organización de nuestra comunidad latina trabajadora para defendernos mejor y para asegurar un futuro mejor para nosotros y nuestros niños. También trabajamos mucho el tema de reforma inmigratoria. Tenemos una campaña para ganar la legalización para inmigrantes que no cuentan con papeles. Para más información pueden llamarnos al teléfono 1-888-275-3562 o ir también a la página web www.floc, que es FLOC.com. Muchas gracias y a su servicio.
Thank you very much. Beatrice Maya, co-director of organizing for the Farm Labor Organizing Committee. Excuse me. Thank you for spending your time with us.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.